Dodge trucks, Chrysler, and Imperial. Today, your host is Dodge. For your listening pleasure, Gillette and Chrysler will also bring you exclusively on NBC Radio the 1965 Rose Bowl game. In this way, these companies wish to thank you for your support. A beautiful afternoon for baseball here at Yankee Stadium. Another crowd of around 68,000 is assured. The wind again blowing strongly towards right field. It'll be a battle of left-handers this afternoon. Both pitchers will be making their second appearance in the World Series. Al Downing in relief in St. Louis in the first game of the series. Ray Sadecki is the starter in St. Louis in the first game of the series. Sadecki was credited with the Cardinal only victory of the World Series to date, a 9-5 win over the Yankees. Al Downing pitched only an inning in the third and allowed one run on two hits. Downing, 5'11", 176 pounds, only 23 years old, from Trenton, New Jersey. Ray Sadecki, a product of the Dan Johnson League in Kansas City, lived briefly in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is the Cardinals' training base, but now intends to make his home permanently in Kansas City. The wind will be blowing towards right. There's bright sunshine. The temperature is about 60 degrees. A perfect day for baseball, even though a little bit on the cool side. This is a must game for St. Louis. The Yankees, as a result of the thrilling victory 2-1 on Mickey Mantle's home run yesterday, have now taken a 2-1 lead, with only tomorrow's game remaining in New York. The Yankees are talking in terms, of course, of not having to return to St. Louis, which would mean they would have to win today and again tomorrow. The Cardinals constantly talk about returning the series to their own home ballpark at Busch Stadium, where they feel that their chances of winning the World Series ultimately will be much enhanced. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description and account of this game without the express written consent of the Commissioner of Baseball is prohibited. The lineups today for the St. Louis Cardinals in the gray traveling uniform, it'll be Kirk Flood in center field with only 2 out of 14 in the World Series. Lou Brock in left field with only 2 out of 13 in the World Series. Dick Groats at shortstop. He's 3 out of 13. Kenny Boyer at third base batting cleanup. And if you want to look at a reason why the Cardinals are trailing in the World Series, the Yankees' fine pitching has been able to stop the big guns in their batting order, Boyer and White, each of whom has had only one hit in 11 times at bat. So Boyer batting cleanup, playing third base. Bill White hitting fifth at first base. Mike Shannon, who has been a pleasant revelation for the Cardinals, with 4 out of 11 in this World Series, will be batting sixth and playing right field. Tim McCarver, the leading Cardinal hitter so far, with 4 out of 9. McCarver, at age 23 in his first World Series, will be the catcher batting seventh. Dal Maxville, who's had 2 out of 7 and has done well filling in for the injured first-string second baseman Julian Javier, Maxville will be batting eighth, getting .286 in the World Series. And the young man who won 20 ball games for the Cardinals during the course of the regular season and is credited with their only victory in the series, 23-year-old Ray Sadecki, will be on the hill. For the New York Yankees, Phil Lins will lead off at shortstop. He's had 3 out of 12 in the series. Bobby Richardson, who always seems to have a great series, the fine second baseman of the Yankees, will bat second. Roger Maris, with 3 out of 13 in the series, will be playing center field and bat third. Mickey Mantle, the big hero of yesterday's victory, who now has his name indelibly inscribed in the record books as the most prolific home run hitter of all World Series history. Mickey Mantle, playing right field, will bat fourth. That home run he hit yesterday, as I'm sure you know, was his 16th in World Series competition, which now has passed even the immortal Babe Ruth. Elston Howard will be the Yankee catcher hitting fifth. He's batting 400 for the World Series. Tommy Trush will be in left field, batting sixth. Joe Pepitone, with two out of 11, will be at first base, batting seventh. Cletus Boyer, with two out of 10 in the series, will be at third base, batting eighth. And a fine young left-hander, Al Downing, 23-year-old southpaw, will be on the hill. The umpires today, it'll be Hank Soar of the American League behind the plate, Vinny Smith of the National League at first base, Al Smith of the American League at second base, Frank Sicori of the National League at third base, Kenny Burkhardt of the National League down the right field line, and Bill McKinley of the American League down the left field line. The fourth game of the 1964 World Series is being brought to you from Yankee Stadium in New York City. The Yankees have the winningest World Series pitcher ever in Whitey Ford. And Gillette has a winner, too. The Gillette World Series Special. Now, here's the deal. You get 12 sensational Gillette stainless steel blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. This means weeks and weeks of quick, easy shaves and downright comfort almost beyond the telling. If you haven't discovered the Gillette stainless for yourself, you'll find out after one stroke why it's the number one seller by far. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves per blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. And you can depend on it blade after blade, dispenser after dispenser, because Gillette offers uniformity unmatched by any other blade. Save now. Get 12 Gillette stainless steel blades for only $1.50. And find out what real shaving luxury is. Downing and Sadecki continue their warm-up toss. The Cardinals hope to have their second baseman, Julian Javier, back in the lineup before this World Series comes to an end. By that, they hope that it will go into St. Louis, because it's very unlikely that Javier will be able to play tomorrow. They're hoping that if the series goes to St. Louis, he'll be able to play in the sixth and seventh games if necessary. Young Dal Maxville, who has been his replacement at second base, has done creditably indeed very well. Sadecki is a fastball pitcher who changes speeds every now and then, but basically a straight pitcher, as they say. Fastball, curve, and an occasional change. Al Downing, very fast, good curveball, also a very baffling change of pace. Downing pitched in relief in the first game of the series. Pitched an inning and two-thirds, allowed two hits and one run. That's the game which the Cardinals went on to win by the score of 9-5. And that, as it turns out, is their only victory so far. So they're hoping that Ray Sadecki will pitch them into a series tie and assure the continuance of the World Series once again in St. Louis. Final game here in New York will be tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air for the broadcast at the same time at 12:45 Eastern Time. The color guard marching out towards the center field flagpole very shortly. We'll have our national anthem. And then the fourth game of the 1964 World Series. The skies are absolutely clear today. There's none of the cloudiness of yesterday. It is a little bit on the chilly side. The temperature just below 60 at the moment. The high for the afternoon is scheduled to be in the low 60s. The wind is blowing strongly towards the home run haven of this ballpark, which is the right field section. But because of the high stands here at Yankee Stadium, you have to really get that ball high in the air before the wind has much effect. The crowd, another 68,000 people, 67,101, I believe it was, exactly right, paid yesterday. Give you an idea about the difference in the ballparks. The attendance yesterday here at Yankee Stadium was more than the combined first two game attendance in St. Louis, where for a World Series you can only accommodate slightly more than 30,000 people. The umpires are making their appearance. The series, as usual, has been devoid of too much controversy, with the exception of one play in St. Louis involving Joe Pepitone. Pepitone drew a key base on ball yesterday, which led to the first Yankee run, which Cleet Boyer drove in with a double to left. Talking to Kenny Boyer and Bill White, the power guns of the Cardinal lineup, they're both a little puzzled as to why they're not hitting. They say they're getting good pitches to hit. They're not being pitched any differently than they were during the regular season. In the case of Boyer, he has hit several balls very, very hard, but directly at somebody. The ground rules are being discussed. Yogi Berra, a big smile on his face. Johnny Keene, a wonderful little gentleman himself, who's done a tremendous job of piloting the St. Louis Cardinals amidst many stories and rumors, which didn't phase or affect his piloting one iota. The huddle around home plate has broken up. The two pitchers, the men of the hour, as it were, Sadecki for the Cardinals, Downing for the Yankees, continue to warm up. The crowd filling every available seat here at the stadium. The house that Ruth built. Manager Yogi Berra was a little undecided as to who his pitcher would be tomorrow. For the Cardinals, it definitely will be right-hander Bob Gibson, who was beaten in the second game of the series. Yogi is waiting for a report from Whitey Ford as to whether he's all right. There go the Yankees onto the field. So the Yankees, with Tommy Trash going to left field, Roger Maris to center field, Mickey Mantle to right field. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Shipyard raises the colors. Will you please stand
as the colors are raised? Jay Morgan, by the Victor Lopez Orchestra.
With winter approaching, one name stands for reliability in heating. APCO, the American Furnace Company. Mission 7, 1300, KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis.
We're all set to play baseball here in the fourth game of the World Series at Yankee Stadium. Al Downing taking his warm-up passes with Elston Howard. And moving into the NBC microphone the fine announcer of the Boston Red Sox, an old friend of mine and of yours. I know you've enjoyed him many, many times down through the years. Here is Curt Gowdy.
Thank you very much, Harry Carey, and good afternoon, everybody. Al Downing, 23 years old, who struck out more batters this year than any Yankee pitcher since the days of Jack Chesbrough. And he can be brilliant when he's right. He had 217 strikeouts this past season. He's got an overpowering fastball, a good overhand curve, and a changeup. The Yankees are all set defensively. With Tresh in left, Maris in center. We're waiting for the color guard to march off. Mantle in right, watching the color guard disappear into the Yankee bullpen in right field. Boyer's at third, Lynn's at short, Richardson at second, Pepitone at first, and Howard behind the plate. And here's Kurt Flood now to lead off. He's had two hits in 14 times up in this series. Flood batting 143. He hit 311 for the Cardinals during the regular season. So three or four of these Cardinals are hitting below their seasonal average. And Johnny Keene's waiting for them to break loose. We're ready now for the first pitch of game four. It's in there, strike ball, fastball. Lou Brock's on deck, and then Dick Groat. A brilliant sunshiny day, clear sky, but cold in the shadows. There's a line drive off Downing's glove. Lynn's picked it up, throws to first. He's got him, a good play. Bill Lynn, dashing it back of the mound, halfway between second and the mound. Fell on his face as he came up with that deflected shot off the glove of Al Downing and made the play on the fleet Kurt Flood. And score that one, pitcher, the shortstop to first. When the play ended, Lenz was on the ground after he let his throw go to first. It didn't have much on it, but it was there just in time. Here's Lou Brock up from Southern University, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Lou Brock hitting 154. He's had two hits in 13 times. Batting left-handed against a left-handed pitcher. The first delivery is a strike call. He bluffed a bunt. Downing bore that fastball in there at the letters. Dick Groat's on deck. They're a little bit toward left for Brock. A one-strike pitch. Strike two called, an overhand curve. No balls, two strikes. Downing ahead. Downing can be wild, and if he is wild, he's usually wild high. He gets up around the shoulders and head with fastballs. One hopper hits the third. Boyer with the easy chance, tosses him out at first, and there are two down. Two up, two down for the Cardinals in the top of the first inning. And here's Dick Groat. Groat has had three hits and 11 times up. He's batting 273 in this World Series. Ken Boyer's on deck. Roger Maris is well over in the right center, playing Groat to hit to the opposite field, and Mickey Mantle is shading the right field line. Tommy Tresh plays him straight away in left, and so they leave a gap in left center. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. Downing this past year struck out 217 and walked 120 batters and pitching 245 innings. There's a strike called. One ball, one strike to Dick Groat. No score. First inning. Game four of the World Series with the Yankees ahead 2-1. The pitch is a changeup, swung on and missed. He pulled the string on him and had him badly fooled. One ball, two strikes to Groat. Downing looking very sharp so far. Has been ahead of the hitters. Left-hander comes in. It's fouled out of play and back to first. Al Downing has a nickname, Giggy, but the Yankees don't call him that much anymore. That was named by his father for the way he used to giggle as a youngster. He's from Trenton, New Jersey. Here's the pitch. There's a bounding ball to third. Cleet Boyer up on a short hop. Throws to first. He's got him. And the Cardinals go down 1-2-3 in the first inning. And so the score at the end of the first half inning. The Cardinals nothing, with the Yankees coming to bat. Well, Roger Maris got in 20 extra minutes of hitting practice the other day with batting coach Wally Moses. You know, the Yankees call Wally one of the best in the business at giving timely hitting tips. And talking about tips, here's the way to get a perfect shave. The cleanest, quickest, easiest shave in the world. How? Well, let's go. First, splash on lots of water. Really wet those whiskers. And to make them even wetter, moisture-rich Gillette Foamy, regular or menthol. The only leading shaving cream with K34 hexachlorophene antiseptic. And now, the incomparable Gillette stainless steel blade. The easiest first shave of your life. Yes, Gillette guarantees you the best first shave and more superbly comfortable shaves per blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Quite a statement? Ah, quite a shave. Then top it off with crisp, refreshing Gillette Sun Up After Shave. Smells better, feels better. Man, you put on a happy face, and you feel just as good as you look. The Yankees are up now in the last of the first inning. Phil Lynn, Bobby Richardson, and Roger Maris. Facing the young left-hander of the Cardinals, Ray Sadecki, who started the first game of the series out in St. Louis. Pitched six innings in that game, gave up eight hits and four runs. There's a strike call, and he was the winner. Sadecki became the Cardinals' first 20-game winner as a left-hander in the last 11 years. Fastball and a curve, no trick pitches. Low inside. One ball, one strike. And he was tough in that month of September. Both he and Bob Gibson. Without their strong finish, the Cardinals could not have won the pennant. A 1-1 delivery to Lins. Outside. Ball two, strike one. Phil Lins has three hits in 12 times up in the series. All three hits coming in one game out of St. Louis, so he's hitting 300 in this series. There's a hard ground ball foul just outside third. He nearly drilled that one down the left field line for extra bases. Two balls and two strikes to Phil Lins. Lins stands straight up in the box, crowds the plate. The shadows now are just covering home plate. It's tough here at Yankee Stadium to see. The pitcher's throwing out of the bright sunshine into the shadows where the batter is. There's a little looper in the right field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Lins is rounding first, going for two. Up for the ball. As Shannon fires the second. Lins is in with a double. That was an outside pitch that Lins just reached across the plate and poked it into right field off the end of the bat. Mike Shannon has a very strong throwing arm, but he had to go over to the right field line to pick that one up, and Lins beat the throw into second. Well, the Yankees have their leadoff man on in second. Nobody out, last of the first inning. There's no score, and here's Bobby Richardson out. And he's enjoying another good World Series with a bat. He's hitting .357 in this series with five hits and 14 times up. Ray Sadecki drops to the belt and throws. He curves, he missed ball one. Roger Maris is on deck. Phil Lins at second base. Richardson is being played to the opposite field by Kurt Flood in center. Shannon's over toward the right field. There goes Lins. It's high to throw to third. They've got him hung up. Boyer chasing him back. Makes a bad throw in the right field. Lins is in the third. They had him hung up and let him get away. Boyer threw the ball away. It looked like Boyer was undecided in his mind whether to chase Lins back towards second, a little farther, or let the throw go. And by holding up, he threw the ball into the dirt and by Maxville in the right field. Boyer has fielded brilliantly in this series. That's the first bad play he's made. And an error now has been charged against Ken Boyer. And that's the first error, by the way, on the Cardinals in the World Series. So there's Lins on third and nobody out. They had him. He was hung up. He tried to steal third. McCarver threw to Boyer, and then when Lins saw he was going to be way out of third, He tried to retreat back to second. Here's the pitch now. It's a little high and outside. Ball two, strike one to Bobby Richardson. Two balls, one strike. Boyer, even with a bag at third. The 2-1 pitch. Low, ball three. 3-1, and Sudeikis now is getting into some troubles here in the last of the first inning. Just missing with that curveball. The breeze today is from third to first, 10 miles an hour. Three balls, one strike to Bobby Richardson. And the pitch to him, a line drive down the left field line for a base hit. In the scores, wins. Richardson is going for two. The throw by Brock is not in time, and Richardson has a double. So the Yankees grab the lead, 1-0. Bobby Richardson to second, nobody out. Richardson has just driven in his third run of the series. Roger Maris has three hits in 13 times. He's batting left against the left-hander Sudeikis. Richardson with the lead at second base are playing Maris as a full hitter to right field. A curve is over for a strike call. Nothing a one. Mickey Mantle on deck. Now the pitch is fouled back out of play. No balls, two strikes to Roger Maris. Richardson back in 1960 in the World Series set an RBI record for a series of 12. He hit a grand slam homer in that series. He's at second, no outs, and the Yankees have a run in the last of the first inning. Sudeikis into his stretch. The two-strike pitch to Maris is a fly ball hit to right field. Shannon is coming hard. Can't get it. It dropped right in front of him. There's Richardson going into third, and Maris is on first. That ball had a lot of spin on it. Shannon came hard, but it dropped right in front of him for a base hit. A single for Maris. Richardson had to hold up to see if the ball was going to be caught. He's at third, and the Yankees have three hits in a row. They have runners on first and third. Nobody out. They're ahead 1-0. And here's the hero of yesterday's game, Mickey Mantle, who on the first pitch of the ninth inning plowed a tremendous home run to give the Yankees a 2-1 victory. And in doing so, he put his name in the record books as the most prolific home run hitter in World Series history with his 16th World Series home run. Babe Ruth had 15. Runners on first and third, nobody out. Mantle batting right-handed. The pitch to him, swings and misses strike one. He took a big cut. Mickey Mantle batting right-handed this last year. Hit 424. And left-handed, he hit 241. Well, he was about as twice as good a hitter right-handed during the regular season as he was batting left. Richardson to third. Maris is at first, nobody out. The infield back for the Cardinals. They'll go for the double play if they can and concede a run. Pitch is low and inside. One ball, one strike. Yesterday, Mantle in the dugout, Barris said to him, you better go up there and hit one, Mick, in this ball game. And Mantle told a couple of his teammates, he said, I'm going to hit the first pitch. I don't care where it is. He did. A knuckleball that, according to Mantle, didn't knuckle. The pitch to him, swings and misses on a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Bobby Richardson's at third. Roger Maris is at first. Nobody out. The Cardinals have warm-up action in their bullpen as Ray Sudeikis is running into trouble here in the first inning. That outfield deep for Mantle and a couple of steps toward left. Floods way back there in left center. The pitch to him. It's a ground foul back of home plate. And the count is one ball, two strikes. Mantle is the leading Yankee batter of the series, with the exception of Blanchard, who's had only one time at bat. Mantle is an average of 417. He's had five hits and 12 times up. Runners on first and third, nobody out. Sadecki up on the rubber. With a stretch now, checking and throwing. Low outside, he just missed with that pitch. Two balls, two strikes to Mantle. So Sadecki now will serve up the 2-2 pitch to Mickey Mantle. McCarver hangs out the sign. Here's the stretch, the pitch to Mantle. There's a line drive in the right center for a base hit. In the score is Richardson. Harris is going to third. Here comes Mantle in the second, and he is out at second base. Gannon fires into the second baseman. Dal Maxville, who puts the tag on him. A run batted in for Mantle. He gets the hand as he trots back to the Yankee dugout. So Mantle had just knocked in his fourth run of the series. Tom Thresh leads in RBIs with five, and the Yankees now have a 2-0 lead. Johnny King, the Cardinal manager, is coming out. One out. Maris on third. Johnny King moving to the mound. And right now, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
What kind of money problems do you have? Medical and dental bills eating up the budget? Big car payments you'd like to cut in half? A whole pile of monthly bills got you snowed under? Well, the simple answer to all those problems is the phone number, Maine 1-4242. Call and talk to GFC's friendly Bob Adams. Arrange in minutes for 25 on up to $2,000. KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
Herb Gowdy with Harry Carey here at Yankee Stadium, New York, as Roger Craig is coming on to relieve Ray Sadecki. Sadecki pitched a third of an inning, allowed four hits, two runs. The Cardinals let Lins get away when they had him hung up between second and third, a play that could have helped Sadecki's cause. Mantle has just been thrown out, trying to go to second on a single in the right center. Maris is on third, and here's the hand for Sadecki as he goes to the Cardinal dugout. Well, Johnny Keene makes an early move as every man up for the Yankees so far has hit safely. Lins doubled. He tried to steal third. They had him hung up. Boyer threw the ball away. Lins ended up at third base. Richardson doubled, scoring Lins. Maris looped a single to right field with Richardson stopping at third. And Mantle had just singled in a right center, scoring Richardson. Maris moving to third, and Mantle thrown out by Shannon at second base. Roger Craig, who used to be with the Mets and the Dodgers, Cardinals obtained him in trade last winter, is coming on. And Harry Carey, who watched him all during the year, will tell you a little bit about Craig.
Roger's one of these fellows who seems to be snake-bitten, Kurt. He pitches good ball, but has trouble winning. He's a good sinker baller. Got a good curve ball, changes speeds well. And for the left-hand hitters, he likes to throw a pound ball, which serves something like a change of pace. The pitch that breaks down is much slower. It's an off-speed pitch. And he likes to use that when he faces a left-hander. To the right-hander, he's being a right-hander himself and being side-armed. He tries to make him give ground, and he's got a tough man to make give ground up there now in Elston Howard.
He's tall. He's 6'4", 33 years old, born in Durham, North Carolina. He attended North Carolina State, Raleigh, North Carolina, and he's facing Elston Howard with one out. Roger Maris at third base and the Cardinal infield playing in. Howard hits a looper in the right center for a base hit. Coming in to score is Maris, and the Yankees have a 3-0 lead. He hit that one right off the fist in the right field. The last couple of games, the Yankees have been dunking those bloops in. So Howard now has 5 hits in 11 times in a series. He's had a good World Series with the bat. He just drove in his first run of the 1964 series. 5 hits in a row for the Yankees. One out. Howard at first. Tommy Tresh the batter. Craig's pitch is a curve for a strike call. Tresh batting 300. He's had 3 hits in 10 times. The run scored by Maris is charged to Sadecki. So Sadecki's record now, a third of an inning, allowing 4 hits and 3 runs. Howard at first. One out. There's a throw to first by Craig, driving Howard back. 3-0. Yankees leading. Last of the first inning. The pitch. Swinging. Strike by Tresh on a sinker ball that was breaking down and away. No balls, 2 strikes. Joe Pepitone's on deck for the Yankees. Two strikes to Tresh. Bill White holding against Howard. They're playing Tresh as a pull hitter to right. Now the stretch and delivery. Inside, blocked by McCarver beautifully behind the plate. This is a fine young catcher the Cardinals have, 22-year-old Tim McCarver. He handles the low ball very well. Got a nifty glove. He has impressed all the baseball people who've watched him here during the series in St. Louis and New York. 1-2. Swing and a miss on a sinker ball as Tresh goes down swinging for out number 2. Sit down, and Joe Pepitone coming up. Pepitone's had 2 hits in 11 times. Howard's at first, 2 away. The Yankees have 3 runs in here in the last of the first inning. Cletus Boyer's on deck. Pitch to the left-handed batter. There's a fly ball to right field. Here's Shannon moving in. He's under it. He puts it away, and the Yankees are out in the last of the first inning. So Craig came in and did the job. The Yankees in the first inning had 3 runs on 5 consecutive hits. 1 Cardinal error, and the Yankees left 1. At the end of the first inning, it's the Yankees 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Bill Lenz changed to a heavier bat before the second game. Got himself 2 singles and a homer. And he's had a 2-bagger today. Well, that switch helped. Here's a move that'll really improve your day. Sun Up Aftershave. Start your day with new Gillette Sun Up. And man, you'll put on a happy face. Sun Up smells better, feels better, it's manlier. Right now, you can get a free sample bottle when you buy this Gillette World Series Special. The adjustable razor with the exclusive 9-position micrometer dial that lets you select a blade angle that matches your skin and beard exactly. Also, it contains a dispenser of sensational Gillette stainless steel blade, the only stainless blade engineered to fit this razor exactly. And every blade is guaranteed to give you the best first shave of your life. And more just like it every blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Adjustable razor with Gillette stainless steel blades plus a free sample of crisp, refreshing Sun Up. All for just $1.50. We're going now to the second inning. Ken Boyer, Bill White, Mike Shannon will be up for the Cardinals against Al Downing. Boyer and White, the two big power boys in the Cardinal lineup, have had 2 hits in 22 times up in this series. And Johnny Keene hopes that this is the day they break loose. As he said, we need their power. I know they'll get going. Boyer batting right-handed. First pitch by Al Downing is an overhand fastball for a strike call. Nothing and one to Ken Boyer. From from Alba, Missouri. There's a changeup that swung on and missed. Strike two. And Downing has used that changeup twice today now, very effectively. Nothing and two to Boyer. Alba, Missouri, a town of 356 people. Outside for a ball, St. Louis, when the World Series was in St. Louis, called itself the baseball capital of the world. Now New York does. I'd have to say Alba, Missouri is, though, Harry. Pitch is in there for a strike three call, the fastball. Boyer turns around and walks back. As Downing whipped the fastball right in there. That's the first out of the second inning. Bill White has had one hit and 11 times up, and that was an infield hit yesterday. They're playing him as a full hitter to right field. Yankees are ahead, 3-0. We're in the top half of the second. There's a fastball strike call to White. And Downing looks like he really has it today. He's got his control. He always has stuff. But he's been ahead of the hitters. The pitch is just a little outside. One ball, one strike. Barra originally was going to pitch Whitey Ford today, but when the Yankees won yesterday and Ford has a bruised heel, they decided to give him an extra day and come in with Downing. A bounding ball hits the shortstop. Big hop to Lenz. Fires to first. He's got him, and they're two down. Bill White grounding out short to first. Brings up Mike Shannon, the young right fielder of the Cardinals, a right-handed batter. He's had four hits and 11 times up. Shannon hitting .364 in a series. He's knocked in two runs, and he has had the only Cardinal home run. We haven't had many home runs in this series. The Yankees have hit three, and the Cardinals have had one. Pitch to him is a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. Two down for St. Louis, nobody on, and the Yankees are in the lead, 3-0. Tim McCarver's on deck. Now Downing takes off his pitching glove, rubs up the ball. They're straight away for Shannon. Big, tall fella. Superb athlete. The pitch is high. Ball two. Outstanding in football and basketball as well as baseball. He had one year at Missouri, the football team and baseball, then went ahead and signed a bonus contract with the Cardinals. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch is a swing and a miss. A big cut by Shannon for strike one. 2-1 to him. Two balls, one strike. Shannon backed out. Now he's in again. Two down, bases empty. Downing gets his sign from Elston Howard, and the left-hander throws. It's high for ball three. When he gets wild, that's the way he's wild. He's up high all the time when he's missing. Downing is not of tremendous physical size as a pitcher. There's a swing and a miss again. 3-2 now. Downing's only 5'11 and weighs 176 pounds. In fact, he and Ford are the only two pitchers on the Yankee staff under 6 feet tall. 3-2 to Mike Shannon. Two outs. Nobody on. Yankees ahead 3-0 here in the second inning. A 3-2 delivery is a swing and a miss, strike three. Shannon went for a shoulder-high fastball and couldn't get it. Cardinals are three up, three down. At the end of an inning and a half, the score is the Yankees 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Hey, who's been using my right guard? Many a man has been asking that question lately. Today, the whole family's using Gillette Right Guard Power Spray deodorant because nothing touches you but the spray itself. It's always your own personal deodorant. And 2 seconds gives you 24-hour protection. Right Guard's not a gummy roll-on, not a messy cream. It's a refreshing mist, cool and gentle, dries on contact. And remember, nothing touches you but the spray itself. Seems like families everywhere are switching to Right Guard because today it's America's number one deodorant. While we're talking about outstanding product, how about that Gillette stainless steel blade? Gillette guarantees the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Discover for yourself the matchless uniformity of Gillette stainless steel blades. Last half the second inning at Yankee Stadium. Cletus Boyer, batting number 8 in the Yankee lineup, will lead off. Then Al Downing, and to the top of the order for Phil Lynch. Roger Craig, pitching in relief of Ray Sadecki, who's been knocked out in the first inning. Boyer's had 2 hits and 10 times up. Craig gets an overhand curve over for a strike call. 2 brothers playing against each other in this series, and 5 other Boyer brothers have signed professional baseball contracts. Here's a strike call again. There's a couple of young ones. One has signed with the Cardinals and one with the Yankee organization.
Keep it even, Kurt.
Maybe history will repeat itself some years from now, Harry. Swing and a miss on a sidearm breaking pitch. Boyer's out. Roger Craig records his 2nd strikeout. 1 away for the Yankees in the last half of the second. And here's Al Downing coming up. Downing getting a hand from the partisan Yankee crowd here. He throws left. He's batting right. He hit 176 during the regular season. Fastball good for a strike call. Nothing a one. No balls and 1 strike. And the next pitch. A sharp curve is inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. One pitch. Swings and misses, strike 2. Temperature is in the low 50s today. In the shadows, though, it's even colder. Not as raw as yesterday, but it is chillier. A 1-2 pitch is strike swinging, and Downing's out. Roger Craig has struck out the first 2 batters here in the last half of the second. The Yankees are ahead 3-0. 2 down, nobody on. The top of the order now, and Phil Lynn. Lynn's doubled. And he scored a run in the first inning. Batting right-handed. Lynn has a lot of fun playing the game. Sort of a happy-go-lucky kid. He's got more nicknames now. Here's the pitch. The strike call. Super sub, they call him here in New York. The harmonica kid. He'll laugh all the way to the bank, too.
Right.
And the delivery to him. Oh, there's a good curve that had Lynn bending back, and it broke over and caught the inside corner of the waist. 2 strikes to Phil Lynn. 2 down, nobody on. Low outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Bobby Richardson on deck. Yankees have 3 runs, 5 hits. The Cardinals, no runs, no hits. The Cardinals have made the lone error of the ball game. Craig, brought in here, so far has done the job you want a long man to do out of your bullpen. Hold that opposition for a while. Give your club a chance to peck away and get some runs and get back in the ballgame. It's all important, though, that when you're behind in that first, second inning, a relief man can stop the other side cold. Strike 3 called. He struck out the side. And Roger Craig gets a hand as he starts to the Cardinal dugout. 3 up, 3 down for the Yankees. And at the end of 2 innings, the score is New York 3 and St. Louis nothing.
To look and feel sharp, use the stainless blade that outsells all the others made. 10-12 blades, while the price is low, it's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
Here's your opportunity to save 28 cents and get weeks of shaving comfort. It's a Gillette World Series Special. 2 6-blade dispensers. That's 12 incomparable Gillette stainless steel blades for just $1.50. Now's the time for you men who may not have tried this sensational blade to find out why it's the number 1 seller by far. you're guaranteed the best first shave and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade or your money back from Gillette. 12 stainless steel blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents.
Get 12 blades while the price is low. It's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis.
We're going now to the third inning. At Yankee Stadium, the Cardinals will have the bottom third of their order up for Carver, Maxville, and Sadecki. Al Downing has faced only six men in the first two innings. He has struck out two, has not walked the batter. The Cardinals have not had a base runner yet. Here's McCarver, and he's been the leading hitter of the Cardinals, who have played regularly. Batting .444, he's had four hits and nine times up. He has been pulling that ball to right center and right field in this series, and that's where they're playing him. Downing overhands him, and there's a high fly ball in the left center. Drifting to his right is Roger Maris, draws a beat on it, puts it away for out number one. McCarver skies to Maris in left center. That's the first ball the Cardinals have hit to the outfield. Here's Del Maxville up. He's had two hits and seven times. Playing in place of the injured Javier, the Cardinals' regular second baseman. Roger Craig has come out on deck. Downing throws inside a ball to Maxville. Maxville, two hits and seven times up in the series. He had a double yesterday. The pitch is a strike call, an overhand fastball. One ball, one strike. One out, nobody on. Yankees ahead, 3-0. The 1-1 pitch is high, started after, then laid off. Two balls, one strike. Downing won 13, lost 8 during the regular season. Led the American League in strikeouts. The 2-1 pitch to Maxville. Fouls it back right up over our heads here. And the count is 2-2. Is it safe to come out now, Kirk? Yeah, everything's quieted down. Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on. Yankees ahead, 3-0. And the pitch. A little bit low. A ball. 3-2 to Del Maxville. They're playing Maxville to the opposite field to hit late on Downing. The 3-2 pitch, and he pops it foul and back to first into the upper deck. Now somebody has a souvenir of the fourth game of the World Series. Three balls and two strikes. One out, bases empty. Here's the 3-2 delivery. It's ball four, and there's the first Cardinal base runner. Maxville's on first, one out, and the pitcher, Roger Craig, coming up. Craig hit .208 during the year as a hitter for the Cardinals. Roger Craig batting right-handed. Maxville at first, one down. Playing Craig straight away. Boyer's in tight, and he takes a strike call. He didn't give any indication of bunting. Yankees leading by a score of 3-0. We're in the top half of the third inning. Boyer's in very shallow at third, and Pepitone's ready to charge for a bunt at first. There's a throw to first by Downing. The Yankees will put on that play. Pepitone will bluff a dash coming up from first, and then suddenly he'll dart back to first, and the pitcher will make a move over there, hoping to catch that runner by surprise. Pitches inside to Craig, a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kurt Flood is on deck at the top of the Cardinal batting order. Pepitone still not holding against the runner at first. Maxville has a good lead. There's a pop foul going out of play, and the count is one ball, two strikes to Roger Craig. Once again, we look down the third base line beyond the Cardinal dugout and see Stan Musial sitting there. Retired last year. They asked Stan if he thought he should have played another year, and he said, no, sir, the Cardinals might not have won the pennant. Pitch is outside. Ball two. They might not have had Brock. Naturally, I wished I could have played in a World Series late in my career, but things have worked out well for the Cardinals. And there's Joe DiMaggio again, sitting over with Dan Topping in his box. There's a pop foul going out of play. 2-2. Harry, I wonder what goes through those fellows' minds. There's two all-time greats as they watch the younger fellows performing out there now.
Well, I guess it's the same thing that's been going on for years, Kurt. They'd still like to be playing, of course, but know that it's inevitable, their retirement.
2-2. One out for the Cardinals. Maxville at first. Yankees ahead, 3-0. This is the top of the third. There's a fly ball into left center. Over for it is Maris. He's under it. He's got it. And they're two down. Maxville played it halfway and goes back to first. Now the top of the order, and Kurt Flood up. He hit the ball hard in the first inning. A line drive off the glove of the pitcher, Downing. That ricocheted out toward Phil Lynns, who made a sparkling play to come up with it and throw him out at first. Flood batting right-handed. He now has had only two hits and 15 times in the series. 2 years in a row, Kurt Flood's had 200 hits or more with the Cardinals. That's a lot of hits in a year. Swings and fouls at back strike one. Flood played sports at McClyman's High School in Oakland, California. I must have a fantastic high school athletic program there. They have turned out Beta Pinson, Frank Robinson, Bill Russell, Jesse Gonder, among some of the outstanding pro major league stars. Pitches outside, a changeup. One ball, one strike to Kurt Flood. We have two outs. Dal Maxville's at first base for the Cardinals in the third inning. Yankees are ahead if you just joined us, 3-0. Lou Brock's on deck for the Cardinals. Downing's pitch is a swing and a miss, an outside fastball for strike two. One ball, two strikes. He had him chasing a bad one that time. One and two. Pepitone playing off the bag at first. A couple of steps. There's straight away for Flood. Now Downing to the belt, overhands it in. There's a fly ball looping into shallow left center. That one's in for a base hit. Maris fields it on a hop. Holding a second is Maxville, and Kurt Flood's on first as he dumps a Texas leaguer in the shallow left center. That's the first hit for the Cardinals. They have runners on first and second, two down, and Lou Brock coming up. Brock bounced to third his first time, a left-handed batter. Dick Groats on deck. Three runs, five hits for the Yankees, no runs, one hit for the Cardinals. Right now, St. Louis has a threat going, two down. Top half the third inning. Downing working out of the stretch. There's a high fly ball in the deep center. Backpedaling is Maris. He's under and takes it for the third out to retire the tie. Maris had all the foot outs there in the third inning. The Cardinals in the third had no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors. The Cardinals left two. At the end of two and a half innings, the score, New York 3 and St. Louis nothing. Say, men, wouldn't you like to start the day with the best shave in the world? The quickest, easiest shave a man can get? Well, here's how. All you need is hot water, lots of it. Then the shaving cream that super saturates your beard throughout your shave. We're talking about Extra Rich Gillette Foamy, America's only leading shaving cream that cleanses your skin with K34 hexachlorophene antiseptic while you shave. And to look sharp and feel sharp, use the Gillette stainless steel blade. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other, or your money back from Gillette. Clean, close shaves, blade after blade after blade. And for a perfect ending, Gillette's crisp new Sun Up. Smells better, feels better. splash on a dash, and you put on a happy face. Max Plus Shaving Comfort from Gillette, the people who know men best. Last of the third inning here at Yankee Stadium. Bobby Richardson, Roger Maris, and Mickey Mantle facing Roger Craig. Richardson doubled down the left field line his first time. Richardson and Mantle now lead the series in base hits. They have six apiece. Pitch to little Bobby is ball one. Been a lot of rumors at the end of the season that Richardson was going to retire from baseball to go into youth work. He has in the past in Sumter, South Carolina, done a lot of fine work at the YMCA. There's a pitch for a strike called. Bobby's a very religious boy, and this is what he wants to do when he's through playing baseball. But he said the first thing he wanted to do this year was win a pennant for the Yankees in the World Series. Pitches low, ball one. And that rumors, or ball two, let's check that, two and one. And that those were just rumors that he was going to retire. Two balls and one strike to Richardson. Nobody on, nobody out. Craig throws, swing and a miss on a fastball, strike two. 2-2 the count. They're not too deep for him. And a shade toward left field. The 2-2 delivery. A ground ball hits softly to third. Ken Boyer scoops it up, fires over to first to White, and there's one out. Richardson grounds out third to first. Roger Maris dropped a single into right field in the first inning. He's batting left against the right-hander, Craig. Now, Craig's allowed only one hit since he came on. He's now pitched two innings of relief. And he has mowed down six men in a row. Since Howard singled off him on the first pitch. There's a ground ball right back to the box. Craig just stands there, stares at Maris, and then flips the ball over to first base. Two down. And this Craig has done some job for the Cardinals in relief. Mickey Mantle lined a single to right center in the first inning to knock in a run, and he was thrown out trying to stretch it for two. Mantle now is quick hitting. He's batting left. The outfield deep and toward right. In the American League, they try and pitch him tight inside with something on the ball. Pitches outside for a ball. Well, they just don't give him anything. You better have something on it. If you get that ball out over that plate without too much on it, as they say in the dugout, see you later, alligator. The pitch is inside. Ball two, as Craig is working very carefully to Mantle. Yankees have two down, nobody on. The score, New York three, the Cardinals nothing. The Yankees batting in the last half, the third. Elston Howard's on deck. Craig's 2-0 pitch is low for ball three. You see the way Mantle fell out of the batter's box then, Harry?
Yeah, I noticed that.
He has trouble with that leg. Sometimes just sort of gives on him as he's trying to get out of the way of a pitch. Three balls and no strikes. 3-0 pitch. He walked him. He didn't give him anything. Ball four. Mantle's on with two down. And Elston Howard coming up. Howard, single to right field. The drive and a run in the first inning. Mantle on first, two down. Yankees ahead, 3-0. Craig overhands the pitch. It's a curve that's outside for a ball. Well, Howard now has 5 hits and 11 times up in the series. Howard, Mantle, and Richardson have been the leading batters. Two down. Mantle at first. 1-0 to count to Elston Howard. Tommy Thresh on deck. Craig's pitch, low outside, ball two. 6 balls in a row now delivered by Roger Craig. 2-0 count. The outfield straight away for Howard. The pitch to him. He takes outside, ball three. 3-0. Bill White chatters some encouragement over to him from first base. Craig now has missed the plate 7 pitches in a row. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Ball 4. And he has now walked Mantle and Howard. After 2 down, the Yankees have 2 on, 2 out. Tommy Tresh coming up. Tresh struck out his first time. Switch hitting, batting left. They're playing him toward right. Yankees have 3 runs, 5 hits. The Cardinals have no runs, 1 hit. This is the last of the third inning. Joe Pepitone on deck. The pitch to Tresh is a breaking delivery outside. 9 balls in a row delivered by Roger Craig. Mantle at second. Howard at first. They're not holding against Howard. Bill White's backed up with a left-handed batter up. Craig ready now for the 1-0 pitch. There's a pickoff play. He's out. They got him. Mantle's out at second. Dick Trotain came over as they put the count on. That's the play that Lou Boudreau and Bob Feller used to make famous for the Cleveland Indians back in 1948. Mantle was picked off from Craig to Grote, and a big pickoff play perhaps for the Cardinals. So in the last of the third, the Yankees had no runs, no hits, no Cardinal errors. The Yankees left 1. And at the end of 3 innings, the score is the Yankees 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Do you want the cleanest, easiest shaves in the world? The best first shave of your life? Try the Gillette stainless steel blade, and you'll find out after one stroke why it's the number one seller by far. Yes, sir, Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life, and more just like it every blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Here's the Ferb shaving satisfaction, blade after blade, dispenser after dispenser. The Gillette Stainless sets a new standard for shaving comfort. See for yourself. And now we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
When it comes to borrowing money from GFC, it really is just as easy as it sounds. All you do is call GFC's Friendly Bob Adams at Maine 14242. Friendly Bob arranges your loan right on the phone in minutes. If you're a working man or woman, get from $25 on up to $2,000 that fast and easy way. Why fret over money problems a minute longer? Call Maine 14242 GFC and talk to Friendly Bob Adams. KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
This is Kurt Gowdy with Harry Carey in Yankee Stadium. We're going to the fourth inning. The Cardinals have just pulled a pickoff play. They start from a countdown. Catcher gives the signal. A shortstop counts. So does the pitcher. And then on a certain count, he wheels and throws to second with a shortstop slipping in behind the runner leading off. A strike call to Dick Grote. And Grote got in behind Mantle. Put the tag on him, and that was a big play for the Cardinals there in the last of the third. Grote grounded out his first time. Swings and fouls it back. A 2-strike count to Dick Grote. Had a big argument in the 48 World Series with the Indians playing the Braves. Feller pitching. That was a 1-0 game that the Braves won, the opening game. Boudreau slipped in behind the runner. They put the tag on him, and they called the runner safe. Brought up a heated argument, and that's a play that's been argued for many years, that pickoff play in the 48th series. Pitch is high, ball 1. There wasn't any doubt on this one, was there, Harry?
No, Grote got in behind him beautifully, and Craig's throw was right on the money, Kurt.
1 ball, 2 strikes to Dick Grote. Nobody on, nobody out for the Cardinals in the fourth inning. Al Downing's pitch is one on and missed a sharp curve for strike 3. Strikeout number 3 for Downing. He has walked 1. The Yankees have 3 runs, 5 hits. They got those 3 runs in the first inning if you just joined us. The Cardinals have no runs, 1 hit. Ken Boyer took a call 3rd strike, his first time up. Bill White will be on deck. Boyer batting right-handed. Being played straight away. Downing's pitch is cut on. There's a high fly ball in the left field. Tresh looking up in that murderous sun under and makes the grab. This is a famous nightmare sunfield left field at Yankee Stadium, but Tresh, who plays here all year long, doesn't have too much trouble. So Boyer flies out. 2 down for the Cardinals in the fourth inning, and the batter now is Bill White. who grounded a shortstop his first time. Howard goes out to have a talk with Downing. Mike Shannon will be on deck. They're playing wide as a pull hitter to right field. Here's the pitch. There's a drive hit into right field. There's Mantle right in front of it, and he grabs it. A line drive, shoulder high. Mantle went about three steps to his right and hauled it in, and the Cardinals are quickly out in the fourth, three up and three down. At the end of three and a half innings, it is still the Yankees 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Well, team up Brock, Flood, and Shannon, and believe me, you've got a solid outfield. And latch on to the World Series special from Gillette, and you've got a solid deal. It's a bargain opportunity to find out how clean and easy and smooth that shaving can really be. It's your chance to get 2 6-blade dispensers of Gillette stainless steel blades, 12 of them, for only $1.50, and save 28 cents. That's weeks and weeks, yes, months, of incomparable shaves. But it will only take one stroke to find out why this blade is America's number one seller by far. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Now look for this World Series special, but you better act fast. 12 Gillette stainless steel blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. Last half, the fourth inning. Tresh, Pepitone, and Boyer will be up for the Yankees against Roger Craig, who relieved Ray Sadecki in the first inning. Sadecki had given up 4 hits in a row when he was taken out. Alston Howard greeted the first pitch from Craig with a single, and that's the only hit that Craig has given up now in 2 2/3 innings of relief. The big, tall right-hander throws a curveball to Tresh, who swings and misses strike one. Tresh struck out in the first inning. 3 runs, 5 hits for New York. No runs, 1 hit for St. Louis. The Cardinals have committed the only error of the ballgame. There's a swing and a miss again on a breaking pitch. Strike two. Tresh was left at the plate when Mantle was picked off second, the last of the third inning. No balls and 2 strikes. Craig comes down, a swing, strike three. 3 pitches and Tresh it out. That's twice Craig has struck him out. And Craig now has struck out 5. He struck out the side in the second. 1 out, nobody on. Joe Pepitone up. Pepitone flied to right in the first inning. Yankees leading 3-0. They lead 2-1 in the 64 World Series. Foul ball back. And this is a big one for the Cardinals. I should say it is, Kurt. The Cardinals are anxious to carry this series back to St. Louis, where they feel in their own ballpark they did have the advantage, but these Yankees are a tough team to beat. Murderous power up and down their lineup. 1 out. Nobody on for the Yankees in the last of the fourth inning. Tim McCarver's out talking to Roger Craig. Joe Pepitone with a count of no balls and 1 strike. A left-handed full hitter who hits with power. Had 28 home runs during the regular season. Cletus Boyer's on deck. Craig winds and throws. It's outside. 1 ball, 1 strike to Pepitone. Shadows now starting to cover the infield. The right field corner's in shadows. Pitches high and away. The left side of the infield and the left field, left center, and center field are still in bright sunshine. This big triple deck, of course, casts these shadows. And these are the shadows that the batters grumble so much about in the month of September in the American League season. They say it's hard to hit here. There's a strike call. Broke the curve off. Pepitone doesn't like it. As he angrily walks away from home plate, turns his back to umpire Soar, and now says something to him. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pepitone's been sort of the center of controversy in this series. The 2-2 delivery Inside for ball three, 3-2. The Cardinals still feel he wasn't hit by a pitch ball out of St. Louis. He was brushed down a couple of times yesterday. 3-2 to him. 1 out, nobody on. Roger Craig pitching. Ball four, he's on. Third walk by Craig, who's pitching very carefully to these left-handed full hitters. Here's Boyer up. Boyer batting number 8 in the Yankee lineup, struck out in the second. 3-0. Yankees leading. They got those 3 runs in the first inning. Yankees have 1 out. Pepitone at first. Here's Al Downing coming out of the dugout on deck with his jacket on here in this chilly afternoon. Pepitone, a short lead at first. There's a drive up the middle for a base hit in the center field. Pepitone stopped the second as Flood fields the ball and flipped it back into Maxville. Boyer's on first, his third hit of the series. The Yankees now have runners on first and second, 1 out, and the pitcher, Al Downing, coming up. Downing getting a hand. The Yankees now have 6 hits, and the Cardinals have 1 hit. Downing struck out his first time. Bill Lins on deck at the top of the Yankee batting order. The Cardinals are defending against a possible bunt. Bill White's way in at first base. Downing swings and misses on a sinker ball for strike one. Boyer is ready to anchor at third. Bill White right now is halfway between first and home. He'll try and make a play to third if he can, if Downing does bunt down that first baseline. The stretch by Craig. Overhands the pitch. Swings and misses again. Strike two. No balls and 2 strikes to Al Downing. Pepitone at second. Boyer at first. 1 out. Yankees leading 3-0. Last of the 4th inning. Craig throws. He struck him out on a curveball. And Roger Craig now has struck out 6 batters since he came on in the 1st inning. He walked 3 and allowed 2 hits. Top of the order, and Phil Lins up. Lins doubled to right field his first time, and he struck out in the 2nd. He's 1 out of 2. Bobby Richardson's on deck. 2 down. Runners on 1st and 2nd for the Yankees. Playing Lins just about straight away. The pitch to him is a ball outside. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pepitone is 2nd. Boyer at 1st. They're not holding against him. That had something on it. Lins was ducking back, and suddenly that pitch broke and caught the inside corner. Craig has had real good breaking stuff here. 1-1. 2 down. 2 runners on. The stretch by Craig. Pitching. Swing. Strike 2 to Lins. 1-2. Craig ahead of him. Craig last year with the Mets won. That had something on it. Lins was ducking back, and suddenly that pitch broke and caught the inside corner. Craig has had real good breaking stuff here. 1-1. 2 down. 2 runners on. The stretch by Craig. Pitching. Swing. Strike 2 to Lins. 1-2. Craig ahead of him. Craig last year with the Mets won 5 and lost 22. And yet he pitched so well that many of the clubs in the National League tried to get him in a trade. They don't always go by their record. 1-2. Strike 3, swinging on a curveball low and away. As for the 2nd inning of this ball game, Roger Craig has struck out the side. The Yankees had no runs, 1 hit, there were no errors, and 2 left. And Craig now has struck out 7 batters. So at the end of 4 innings, the score is the Yankees 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Men, how would you like the cleanest, quickest, easiest shaves in the world? Well, it's really very simple. First, splash on lots of hot water. Really wet those whiskers. And then make them even wetter with moisture-rich Gillette Foamy, regular or menthol. Its tiny moisture bubbles super saturate your beard. And Gillette Foamy is the only leading shave cream containing K34 hexachlorophene antiseptic. It cleanses your skin while you shave. And now, for the easiest first shave of your life, slip an incomparable Gillette stainless steel blade in your Gillette adjustable razor. Discover why this blade has become the number one seller by far. Gillette guarantees you more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade or your money back from Gillette. And every shave can have a perfect ending. Splash on a dash of refreshing sun-up aftershave. Smells better, feels better, manlier. Women like it, too. That's it for real shaving luxury. Foamy, Gillette stainless steel blades, and new sun-up aftershave. Roger Craig has done a brilliant job coming out of that bullpen in the first inning. He has shut out the Yankees after they have scored three runs. He has struck out seven, but the Cardinals have not been able to get any runs off Al Downing. And Shannon's leading off now in the fifth inning. Right-handed batter takes a strike call. So Craig's done his job. He has stopped the Yankees cold. And now it's up to his teammates to try and get some runs. 3-0. Yankees ahead. The Yankees have six hits. The Cardinals have one hit. Young Al Downing has been brilliant, too. A changeup is cut on and foul out of play. Back of the Cardinals dugout. Two strikes. Downing has struck out three today. He's walked one. He's given up only one hit. A Texas League single by Kurt Flood in the center field in the third inning. Tim McCarver, a left-handed batter on deck. Downing takes a big, deep breath on the mound. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. A fastball that got Shannon for strike three. Strikeout number four for Downing. Cardinals have one away here in the fifth inning. And yesterday and today, they have looked at some good young pitching the Yankees have. Bouton, 25 years old, and Downing, 23 years old. Tim McCarver fly to center his first time up. Del Maxville is the on-deck batter. Yankees ahead, 3-0 in the fifth inning. Playing McCarver, the pull hitter to right. Downing works. It's in there, strike call, nothing a one. No balls, one strike to McCarver. The pitch to him. A bounding ball hit down to first on two hops. Pepitone, easy play. Steps on the bag and they're two down. McCarver grounding out to first baseman Pepitone unassisted. So we have two up, two down. And the Cardinals now have Del Maxville up. He walked in the third inning. Roger Craig is the next scheduled batter. Here he is coming out on deck. Two down, bases empty. A strike call, a fastball. In there to Maxville. Nothing a one. 3-0. Yankees ahead. Game four of the series. The one strike pitch. Low inside. Ball one, strike one. 1-1. The Cardinals have had only two base runners so far. Maxville, who walked in the third, and Flood, who singled in the third. That's been it. There's a bounding ball foul outside of third base. Vern Benson in the third base coaching box comes up with it. He had to visit his wife just before the series, who had major surgery. We understand she's coming along fine, though. Two down. Nobody on for the Cardinals in the top of the fifth inning. One ball, two strike pitch. There's a fly ball hit to fairly deep right. Mantle's back. He's under it. He's got it. Almost to the edge of the warning path in right field. And the Cardinals are out 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth. So the score, the middle of the fifth inning, is the Yankees 3 and the Cardinals nothing. The first half of today's game was brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. The second half of today's game is brought to you by Chrysler Corporation. Today's host, Dodge.
This is it. That special time of year when automotive show windows promise great new cars inside. That promise pays off for you in a big way when you step in to see the new Dodge Polara coming on big for 65. One long look tells you, here's a beautiful way to leave the low-priced field. A close-up look, and you know Polara's a big car, even before you take it out on the road. And when you do, Polara says it all. Power, Polara takes the back seat to no one. Room, stretch out. Response, Polara's all go, all young, all Dodge. New Dodge Polara, going places fast. Find out fast. Slide behind the wheel of new Dodge Polara, coming on big for 65. Drive it at your Dodge dealers.
And now for the last of the fifth inning and the play-by-play the rest of the way, the very competent and very popular voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, Mr. Harry Carey.
Thank you very much, Kurt Gowdy. Hello again, everybody. It's 3-0 in favor of the Yankees. Here's Bobby Richardson. The first pitch is in there, a sinking fastball at the knees for a strike call. Richardson's had one out of two today, a double that drove in a run off Sadecki in the first inning. Roger Craig delivers the pitch to the right-handed batter, swung on and drilled foul into the stands, a souvenir for some lucky fan. Bobby Richardson, playing in his seventh World Series with the Yankees. He's had several big series, one in which he set a record for driving in runs with 12. That was in 1960 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He hit 367 in that series, 391 in 61, and he's hitting close to 500 in this one. He's had six hits now, 16 times at bat. Right-handed batter waits, two strikes, no ball. Roger Craig getting set. Richardson, a little fellow, 170-pounder, a fine second baseman. The pitch is a curveball outside. Roger Craig's been getting his strikeouts mostly with slow curveballs. His fans, seven in the 3 2/3 innings that he's relieved. Here's the pitch on the way now. There's a line drive. Boyer leaps and makes the catch. Bobby Richardson smashed one. Kenny Boyer leaped high into the air and hauled it in. That's one gone. And Roger Maris steps up. He got a bloop single to right in the first inning. Bounced back to Craig in the third. He's had four hits now and 15 times at bat in this World Series. Yankees out in front 3-0 in the fourth game. Should they win, they'd have a 3-1 lead over the Cardinals. Here's a pitch on the way to Maris. There's a high fly ball in the deep left center. Brandt going back. He's under the ball. He's waiting for it, and he makes the catch. Maris fly deep to Brock in left center. And here's Mickey Mantle, one of the big stars of this series. He drove in a run in the first inning. He walked in the third. Mantle has had six hits and 13 times at bat. Just below 500. And big hits, too. Now the signal given. Into the windup goes Craig. The pitch is on the way. It's a fastball in there for a strike call. Mantle has driven in four runs down the series. Tom Tresh still leads with five. One strike and no ball. Switch hitting Mickey Mantle. The pitch is on the way. Foul back. Out of play into the third tier upstairs above us. And the count, two strikes and nothing. Two out, nobody on base, bottom half of the fifth inning. Everything happened in the first inning, so have you. Joined us late. A double by Lenz, who then was picked off on an attempted steal and hung up between second and third, but when Kenny Boyer threw the ball wildly, advanced to third. He scored when Richardson doubled the left. Maris dropped a short single to right. Here's a pitch, and Mantle takes the low. That put runners at first and third. Then Mantle drove in a run with a single right center. He was out trying for second. That was all for Sadecki. Craig came in. Howard hit his first pitch for a bloop single to right. That drove in the third run. That's it right now. Here's a pitch. He struck him out on a slow curveball. And Mickey Mantle flips the bat. Handle over end high in the air as he walks out towards right field. The eighth strikeout for Roger Craig, and it's nothing across. And at the end of the fifth inning, the score remains New York 3, St. Louis nothing.
Something big has happened in the automotive world. If you know cars,
you know what I mean. The introduction of a great new series of automobiles from Dodge. All coming out big for 65. Take new Dodge Dart. We call it a compact. Coming from Dodge, that's saying plenty. You see, Dart's the Dodge-sized compact. More space, more spunk, less spending. New Dodge Coronet. Hot new Dodge at a new lower price. How much lower? Considering Coronet's big size, you're in for a big surprise. New Dodge Polara. The big one from Dodge. Big and beautiful. Big and brawny. All new. All Dodge with Power Plus. Luxury. See them all. New from Dodge. Coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
We go to the top of the sixth inning. Carl Warwick. He's been on base three times in a row as a pinch hitter in this World Series. We'll lead it off as a pinch hitter for Roger Craig. So Craig pitched four and two-thirds innings and fanned each half. He allowed two hits, was charged with no runs. He walked three, so a very outstanding job in relief by Roger Craig. Paid attendance today, 66,312. So here's Carl Warwick. First pitch by Al Downing. Swung on, a high pop fly. Twisting in the foul territory down the right field line, out of play. Strike one. One strike and no ball from Carl Warwick. Pinch hitting for Roger Craig. Warwick, two out of two, is a pinch hitter, and a third time he walked yesterday. Right hand batter waiting. Veteran of the National League, originally with the Dodgers, then with Houston, with the Cardinals twice, this being the second time. A gust of dust stops the proceedings for the moment. One strike and no balls on Carl Waller. The pitch out of the way. There's a hot shot to left field, a base hit. Warwick starts the Cardinals six with his third straight hit as a pinch hitter. So he's been to bat as a pinch hitter four times in the series and been on base every time. Three times at base hits, once with a walk. And that'll bring up the leadoff man, Kurt Flood. That's only the second hit by the Cardinals. Flood has the other one, a top single to center in the third. 3-0 in favor of the Yankees, a ball game in the top of the sixth. The fourth game of this year's World Series. There's the stretch down, the pitch to Flood. He bunts, but he misses. Tried to punt for a base hit, but he missed it. One strike and no ball. He had a good pitch to bunt, too, a curveball. Clee Boyer playing a shallow third base now. The outfield plays Flood straight away. A cool day in New York. There's the stretch. Now the pitch. Line drive right field base hit. Warwick's going to stop at second base. Flood lined a single to right, and the Cardinals have something going. Runners at first and second and nobody out. Now Luke Rock coming up. Rock nothing out of two in this ballgame. Two out of 15 in the series. He represents the tying run. So the Cardinal fans at Yankee Stadium make a little noise. Pepitone at first base. Playing halfway, playing back off the bag, not holding Flood on. So here's Brock. Boyer, the third baseman, comes in because Brock likes to bunt. The pitch is on the way. Swung trying to hit past Boyer and fouled upstairs. One strike and no ball. Brock does that well whenever he finds a third baseman playing that shallow. He tries to slap the ball by him. Tried that time but failed. One strike, no ball. Now the signal given. Al Downing is ready to pitch to Lou Brock. High fastball. That evens it up with a ball and a strike. Activity in the Yankee bullpen. Warwick at second base. Flood at first base. Nobody out. Top half of the sixth inning. Yankees lead 3-0. There's the stretch by Downing. The pitch to Brock. Tried to hit the left field again and fouled it out of play into the upper deck. Brock not taking much of a swing, just trying to poke at the ball. He's in the hole now. Two strikes and a ball. Dick Grote would be next. Tepitone doesn't hold the runner on. At first base, taking the defensive percentage. Playing back so he can cover a little more ground. Two strikes and a ball. Now Downing is ready. Lou Brandt, the hitter. Downing glances at first base. Here's the pitch to Brock. High fastball almost threw it away. That evens it up. Two balls, two strikes. Steve Hamilton, the left-hander, is warming up in the Yankee bullpen. Warwick playing it safe at second base. Bud standing on the back at first. Now they edge away. Two balls, two strikes on Lou Brock. Al Downing getting ready. From the belt, the pitch. Here it is. Ball three into the dirt. Now it's a full count of 3-2. Frequently during the year, the Cardinals swept the runners in a 3-2 situation. But three runs behind. We'll see what they do today. Three balls, two strikes to Brock. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. High fly ball to center field. That'll be an easy out. Under the ball is Maris, and he takes it. Brock fly to Maris. So here is Dick Grote. Grote bounced to third in the first inning, and he fanned in the fourth. He's 3 out of 15 in the series. During the regular season, he hit .292. Cardinals with their best chance of the afternoon, but Al Downing just got a very important out. After running you 3-2 on Brock, he forced him to fly out to Maris. Dick Grote straddles the plate waiting. Now Downing gets set. Grote straddles the plate from the belt to pitch. Pass ball outside. Downing comes directly overhanded. Good fastball on a fine curve and changes beautifully also. Dick Grote, the hitter. He represents the tying run. Runners at first and second. The Yankees are leading 3-0. There's the stretch by Downing. And now the pitch. Almost hit him. High inside fastball. Two balls and no strike. Downing from Trenton, New Jersey. 23-year-old left-hander. Who won 13 and lost 8 during the regular season for the Yankees. Runners at first and second with one away. Right-hand batter waits. Kenny Boyer will be next. Now Downing. Glances back at second base. The pitch on the way. A little tap might be a double play. Richardson up. Base! Base! Everybody is safe. The bases are loaded. Richardson couldn't get the ball out of his glove, it looked like, as he tried to flip it to fill in. And further safe at second base. When the ball was in, it looked like a double play. But Richardson, feeling it over to his right, scooping it over to Lins. Everybody is safe, and let's see how they're going to rule that. The bases are loaded with only one out. They haven't indicated how they're going to rule that. We'll get a ruling from the official scores. And meanwhile, we'll just say the bases are loaded with one out. And Kenny Boyer, the batter. He's had only 1 out of 13 in the series and not a single. Bases jammed, the infield playing back for a double play. Here's the pitch on the way. It's outside, a fastball, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Kenny Boyer, the batter, the Cardinals with their best opportunity. Bases loaded, one out. Boyer, who led the major leagues and runs batted in this year. There's a drive way back. It might be. It could be. It is a home run. Listen to the crowd. World Series just became the ninth player to hit a grand slammer. He hit a changeup, a drive deep into the lower section in left field. And with one swing of the bat, the Cardinals are now out in front 4-3. Here's Bill White. Swings at the first pitch and misses. The ruling on Dick Groats' double play ball is an error on Bobby Richardson. And then, boy, you're a grand slammer. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. One ball, one strike. A brand new ball game just that quickly. Bill White, 0-2 today. The pitch he swings and he misses strike two. White has had 1-13 in the series. That's exactly what Boyer had until he hit a changeup high into the left field stand. And boy, that brought this mob roaring to its feet. Two strikes and a ball. Here's the pitch on the way. A high pop fly. Foul territory. Elston Howard under the ball. And he has it. So Bill White fouls to Howard. That's two gone. And that'll bring up Mike Shannon. 4-3 now. The Cardinals are leading. Kenny Boyer's grand slam home run. Mike Shannon has fanned twice against Al Downing. We're in the sixth. Redbirds on four hits have made four runs. Shannon fouls it back. One strike and no ball. The outfield plays Shannon straight away. Al Downing, during the course of the regular season, Downing permitted 18 home runs. Kenny Boyer seemingly hit a high changeup. One strike, no ball. The pitch on the way. There's a high fly ball to left field. Should be caught. Tommy Trash there, Maris there, and Maris makes the play. Shannon fly to Maris in left center. Four runs in the sixth. Three hits. One cross in the air. Nobody left. Call at the middle of the sixth inning. The score now, St. Louis 4, New York 3.
Here it comes, coming on big for 65. New Dodge Polara. Beautiful way to leave the low-priced field. Polara's a big car with big ideas, young ideas, designed for young people of all ages. From stem to stern, Polara's long, clean lines promise beauty, pedigree. Open the door. Inviting? Slide in. Get set to enjoy all the richness and luxury of Polara's elegant interior. Room? All you need. And then some. And how about power? Polara's big engine gives you Dodge Muscle, Dodge Go, Dodge Response. Anytime you want to move. Okay, your move. Drive new Dodge Polara, coming on big for 65. Waiting for you at your Dodge dealers.
KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis.
Ron Taylor is a new pitcher while he's warming up. We have just had the ninth player in World Series history hit grand slammers. First came in 1920. Cleveland right fielder Elmer Smith did it. Tony Lazzari did it for the Yankees in 1936. Mickey Mantle hit a grand slammer in 53. Yogi Berra had a grand slammer off Don Newcomb. Roger Scarron, or Bill Scarron, hit one off Roger Craig, by the way, in the 1956 series. Bobby Richardson had a grand slammer in 1960 against the Pirates. In 1962, Chuck Killer, the Giants second baseman, who hit two homers all year, became the first National Leaguer to join the exclusive set. He hit it off Marshall Bridges right here at Yankee Stadium. And today, Ken Boyer hit a grand slammer off Al Downing to become the ninth batter in the history of the World Series to hit with the bases full. And so the Cardinals lead 4-3. I'll say one thing, Harry Carey, that Roger Craig did just what they wanted him to. He stopped the Yankees cold, and his teammates finally got the run after the Yankees had three runs in already in the first when Craig relieved. I should say he did, Kurt, and now it's a brand new ball game. The Yankees, for the first time today, find themselves trailing. And here's Elston Howard to face Ron Taylor.
Taylor, 1-8, lost 4 for the Cardinals during the course of the regular season. The pitch swung on and fouled out of play off to the right. Ron Taylor is from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. 6'1", 195 pounds, 27 years old. A sinker baller. Left-handed batters usually give him the most trouble. Roger Craig fanned 8 men in the 4 2/3 innings that he worked. So as Kurt Gowdy mentioned to you, his ability to hold the Yankees, very important. Here's a pitch foul back. 2 strikes, no ball. That early relief man is a man who determines whether you stay in the ball game or not. If they add to the damage done to your starter, well, then you're usually beaten. But if you can stop them somewhere along the line, you usually have a chance to get back into the ballgame. That's what happened here today. And Kenny Boyer, long overdue, walloped one deep into the left field stands with the bases jammed. Here's a pitch now, and it's a bouncing ball to White. He's got it. Races over to the back. One gone. Elston Howard bounces sharply to Bill White. That's one away, and here's Tom Thresh. Tommy fanned in the first inning, fanned again in the fourth inning. Both times against the slow curveballs of Roger Craig. Now, this was the type of left-handed batter who gave Taylor trouble during the regular National League season. Because Taylor is primarily a low fastball pitcher. One out, nobody on. The pitch to Thresh. Boom, and he missed a good fastball. One strike and no ball. One out, nobody on base. Kenny Boyer's grand slammer has turned this ball game around. And now it's the Cardinals leading 4-3. Here's Taylor getting ready, and the pitch is on the way. He swept, and he missed a curveball. Good curveball that time, coming in to the left-handed batter. And Thresh had a cut, but missed. 2 strikes, no ball. Ray Sadecki, who was pounded for 4 hits and 3 runs in 1/3 of an inning, now is off the hook. He cannot figure in the decision. 2 strikes, no balls. Here's the windup. Now the pitch on the way. He struck him out. Swing. And a fastball. And Thresh, for the third time in a row, goes down on strike. And each time he has had his cut. So that's 2 away, and here's Joe Pepitone. Good pull hitter. Extremely dangerous in this ballpark. Hit 28 homers during the regular season and drove in 100 runs. Batted 251. In the World Series, he's 2 out of 12. Left-hand batter waits. A cool day in New York. Right and clear. Here's a ground ball hit down to Maxville. He's got it. Over to first. In time. Maxville, the second baseman, throws out Pepitone. Nothing across in the bottom of the sixth. At the end of the sixth inning, the score is St. Louis 4, New York 3. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Now Community Federal, the largest federally chartered savings and loan association in the state of Missouri, has branches that are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're the mailboxes, and they make it convenient and easy for you to earn 4.5% on your insured savings. And since October 10th fell on a Saturday, all funds received by Monday, October 12th, earn dividends from the first. Start today to earn 4.5% on your savings at Missouri's largest federally chartered savings and loan association, Community Federal. KMOX, KMOX-FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
We go into the top of the seventh. The Cardinal fans in the audience are standing. A goodly number of them. But this is primarily, of course, a New York Yankee crowd. Game being played here at Yankee Stadium. And they talk about partisan crowds, I guess that's true anywhere. Actually, more pulling for the home team than for the visiting team. No matter whether the game is New York, St. Louis, or Paducah. There's McCarver to lead it off against Hal Downing. McCarver flat out and rolled out. Left-handed batter who's had a good World Series. 23-year-old youngster from Memphis, Tennessee. He could run for mayor down there and be elected. Here's a pitch on the way, and it's inside. Downing has gone all the way for the Yankees.
made one mistake. A high changeup to Kenny Boyer. Now the pitch to McCarver. And it's outside, a curveball. Ball two. Two balls and no strike. We're in the seventh inning, 4-3 in favor of the Cardinals, who are trying to equalize this World Series. Ball three is a fastball low. And the crowd, a little uneasy now. 66,000. 312 paid today. A little smaller than yesterday. Three balls, no strikes on McCarver. And the pitch by Al Downing is inside ball four. He walked him on four pitches. That'll bring up Dal Maxfield, the second baseman. He walked and flied out in this ballgame. He's had 2 out of 8 in the World Series. That's the second pass given up by Downing. He is fanned four. Walk two, giving up 4 hits, 4 runs. So here's Maxfield. Ron Taylor would be next. The stretch down the pitch. He takes ball one low, fastball. One ball, no strike. Al Downing, 23-year-old left-hander. Yankees got him away to a 3-0 lead in his very first inning. But Kenny Boyer's home run with the bases loaded for six has changed things around. And now Howard goes out to talk to Downing. Probably a delaying tactic here to give the bullpen a chance to go to work. He walked McCarver on 4 straight pitches. First one to Maxfield is low. So he has a streak of 5 bad pitches in a row. There's the stretch now. The pitch to Maxfield. It's low, ball two. 6 pitches in a row. Here's Yogi Berra making his first appearance for the day. Yogi walks out. And comes out very slowly. Because this has happened quickly. Elston Howard goes out also. The fifth game of the World Series will be played here at Yankee Stadium tomorrow. Starting time at 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 12:45 Eastern Time. 2 balls, no strikes. The Yankees scored all their runs in the first inning. The Cardinals scored all of theirs in the sixth. Now the conference is over. Yogi Berra returns to the Yankee dugout. Elston Howard behind the plate. And Al Downing is left alone. To do or not to do on the mound. Dal Maxfield, the batter. A little fellow. There goes Howard out again. They got to just be stalling around here to enable their bullpen pitcher, whoever it is out there, to have a little more time to get ready. McCarver's the runner at first base. Downing held the Cardinals in check through the first 5 innings. He had allowed only 1 hit. Carl Warwick came off the bench as the pinch hitter and singled to left. Here comes Yogi Berra out, and I believe this now will see a change being made. Yep, a new pitcher coming in out of the right field bullpen. Out of our line of vision here, Kurt. I know Steve Hamilton had been warming up a little earlier. Mickey Mantle is over there at the bullpen gate. He's probably curious as to who the new pitcher is going to be, too. We shall soon know. The Cardinals are leading 4-3. The ball game's in the top of the seventh. In the fourth game of the World Series, which finds the Yankees, before this game is decided, leading in the series 2-1. I believe it's Mickelson, a right-hander, a sinker baller. And we'll confirm it in a moment.
Yankees jumped all over Ray Sadecki in the first inning. They had four hits in a row off Sadecki. And then Craig replaced him, and Howard greeted him with a hit. So, actually, five straight hits to start the ball game. But then Craig held him at bay in the next four two-thirds innings. A magnificent job in relief. And the Cardinals broke the ice on Kenny Boyer's grand slammer. Al Downing getting a fine hand from the crowd as he walks off the field. Downing pitched, as it turns out, six full innings and walked the first man that he faced in the seventh. He walked only two. He fanned four. He allowed four hits and four runs. So it is Mickelson, who during the regular season won seven and lost four with an earned run average of 3.56. Touched for only three home runs. Mickelson, a sinker ball right-hander. M-I-K-K-E-L-S-E-N. Pete Mickelson. Relieved in the first game of the series. Allowed two hits and one run in one-third of an inning in St. Louis. All right, here's Maxville. Mickelson inherits a two-ball, no-strike situation. First pitch is in there for a strike at the knees. Two balls and a strike. Maxville is a good hit-and-run man. You might be looking out for that in this situation. Runner at first base and nobody out. Mickelson from Eltingville, New York, Staten Island. Here's the pitch. He swung at a bad ball and he missed. Two balls, two strikes. Mickelson, a big fella, 6'3", 210 pounds. He'll celebrate his 25th birthday on the 25th of this month. Here's the stretch. The pitch to Maxville. Low inside, ball three. Kurt,
Harry here was a fellow that came to the Yankees in spring training. They didn't know whether he'd be around for the major league season. He was so good in spring training, though, that they kept him on their ball club, and he's done a good job for him most of the way.
Here's a key situation. Three balls, two strikes. McCarver a lead. Here's the pitch. There he goes. A bouncing ball to the second baseman, Richardson. He throws over to first in time. The Cardinals have a man in scoring position as Maxville, with the runner going on the 3-2 pitch, bounced out to Bobby Richardson. That will bring up Ron Taylor, who is not a very good hitting pitcher. Not known for his hitting at all. Most pitchers take great pride and delight, though, in the few base hits they do get, and Ron Taylor's no exception. Runner in scoring position, one out. Mickelson getting ready. The stretch down, the pitch to Taylor. Swung and he missed the fastball. One strike and no ball. One out, one on. We're in the top of the seventh. The Cardinals are out in front, 4-3. Pete Mickelson, in relief. Signal given. Kurt Flood will be next. From the belt, the pitch on the way. He swung at a curve and he missed it. So he's in the hole, two strikes and nothing. Flood has two of the four hits that the Cardinals have had today, including their first one, a pop single in the third, a key base hit in the sixth. Two strikes, no ball. Ron Taylor, the batter. There's the pitch. He struck him out. So Taylor goes down swinging. And here's Flood with a man in scoring position, two out. They want to take a look at the baseball. Flood stopped Taylor as he was en route to the dugout and chatted with him for a few seconds, much as if to say, what does this fellow throw? You know, in World Series play quite often, players are seeing the other for the first time. So McCarver's in scoring position. Kurt Flood is the batter. Mickelson gets set. From the belt, the pitch on the way. Curveball low. One ball, no strikes. Lou Brock would be next. Cardinals lead by a run, 4-3 in the top of the seventh. Fourth game of the World Series. It's been a seesaw thing. Going from one extreme to the other. Here's the pitch. Swung and he missed the sinking fastball. And that evens it up with a ball and a strike. The Yankees got three in the first and led 3-0. And with one swing of the bat, the Cardinals got four in the sixth to lead 4-3. Now Mickelson gets set. One ball, one strike. From the belt, he's ready. Here's the pitch on the way. And it's low and outside. A lot of pitch. Two balls and a strike. Flood likes to hit the ball to the opposite field. They play him straight away. Every now and then he pulls for power. Two balls, one strike. McCarver a long and safe lead at second base. Now the pitch on the way. Hot shot on the ground. Boyer knocks it down, picks it up, throws in time. The inning is over. Cletus Boyer knocked down Flood's hot smash and threw him out. No hits, no runs, no errors, one left. At the middle of the seventh inning, the score remains St. Louis 4, New York 3.
If this is your year to go compact, this has got to be your year to go Dodge. New Dodge Dart. Coming on big for 65. Dart priced like a compact, handles like a compact, saves like a compact. But that's it. Dart bigger, bolder, roomier. And why not? Dart's not just a compact. It's the Dodge size compact. There's more spunk, more spirit, more genuine driving excitement than many higher priced cars. New Dodge Dart. This one's all Dodge. With Dodge size power, Dodge size comfort, Dodge size value, and all tied up with a small size price tag. So go with a compact you can grow with. Fit yourself out with new Dodge Dart, coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's 4-3 in favor of the Cardinals as Cletus Boyer leads it off. He's had one out of two, facing Ron Taylor for the first time. Yankee crowd on its feet. Taylor appearing in his first World Series game. Cletus Boyer waiting. Here's the windup and the pitch on the left. Wild one goes all the way back to the screen. One ball to no strike. Cleet Boyer's had 3 out of 12 in the series. For the season, he hits .218 with 8 homers. Nobody on and nobody out. Bottom half of the seventh inning. The pitch is on the way. High pop fly in the infield. That'll be an easy out. Bill White in fair territory. Makes the catch, now foul. One out. Cletus Boyer fouled to Bill White. Now let's see. We're going to have a... Johnny Blanchard will be the pinch hitter. Johnny Blanchard, catcher, outfielder, good hitter. Hit .255 during the regular season. With 7 homers and 28 runs batted in. McCarver and Boyer over talking to Ron Taylor. Great power, Johnny Blanchard up there. Now Taylor gets set. Into the windup, here's the pitch. There's a drive in the center field, but Flood is not waiting for it. He's got it. Blanchard on the first pitch, lined hard to Flood in center. Throw two men up and two men down. Got to bring up the shortstop, Phil Lynch. You know, it's sure a strange play that set the stage for Kenny Boyer's grand slammer. The ground ball by Grote near second base. Bobby Richardson went through the motion of scooping over to Lins, but apparently the ball never came out of his glove. Here's the pitch to Lins. Foul back, out of play to the screen right in front of us. Lins has had 1 out of 3, a double. Last half of the seventh inning, 4-3 in favor of the Cardinals. Phil Lins, L-I-N-Z, good little ball player. Now the windup, and here's the pitch. He bunts down the third baseline. Boyer's got a chance to throw him out. He does. The inning is over. Timmy Boyer throws out Lins on a nice play. Lins bunting for a base hit, but Boyer throwing him out. So, at the end of the seventh inning, the score is St. Louis 4, New York 3.
When you hear the name Monaco, what do you think of? Well, starting now, you're going to think of a car, a great car from Dodge. Dodge Monaco, coming on big for 65. Monaco, a new car, a new tradition, a new way to travel, with all the best things you've come to expect from Dodge. Monaco, where does it stand? Long and proud in the big new Dodge lineup for 65. Outside, Monaco is trim, sleek, young. Inside, Monaco is rich, roomy. Bucket seats, front and back. Console, front and back. Under the hood, Dodge power, Dodge efficiency. Monaco spirit. Test drive, new Dodge Monaco, coming on big for 65. Now, at your Dodge dealers.
The game continues at the beginning of summer.
He was the hero of the World Series for the Yankees. Ralph Terry coming on 2 years ago, won that final game, the seventh game against the Giants, 1-0. He has had a so-so season this year, and now here he is being used in relief in the World Series. At the end of seven innings, the Cardinals have 4 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. The Yankees have 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. The Cardinals have had superb relief pitching today. The Yankees got 3 runs in the first inning, and they've been shut out since. Roger Craig went 4 2/3 innings and shut out the Yankees, striking out 8. He stopped the Yankees cold, waiting for his club to get him some runs, and they did when the Yankees messed up a double play ball with 1 out. In the sixth inning, Richardson was charged with an error on a potential double play ball by Grote, and the next man up, Boyer, hit a grand slam home run to put the Cardinals out in front. Ron Taylor has pitched 2 shutout innings, putting down 6 in a row, and so the Cardinals are leading 4-3 as they'll come up here in the eighth inning. And they'll have Brock, Grote, and Boyer up, and here again, Harry Carey. Okay, Kurt. Ralph Terry taking his practice tosses, born in Big Cabin, Oklahoma, some 28 years ago. 2 years ago, he was a 23-game winner. Came up with arm trouble. Here is a little rhubarb about Terry when he first signed. The Cardinals thought that they had originally signed him. The commissioner's office had to make a decision. And ruled in favor of the New York Yankees. Left-handed batter Lou Brock, hitless so far today. Cleet Boyer plays him very shallow at third base, expecting a bunt. Here's the pitch. Strike call. He's shortened up on that bat. Kind of looked as if he was going to try to poke the ball by Boyer. Lou Brock has had only 2 out of 16 in the World Series. Great speedster, but of course you can't steal first base. Here's the pitch. There's a strike call. Fastball. 2 strikes and no ball. Rock steps out of the batter's box. Ralph Terry showed no indication of any sore arm on that pitch. He really bombed it in there. 66,312 paid today. Receipts after taxes, $477,307.20. 2 strikes, no ball. Ralph Terry waiting. Lou Brock digs in. Terry winds and the right-hander fires. Swung late and foul back. Into the stands. 2 strikes, no ball. Ralph Terry. Good change of pace, good fastball. This is his fifth World Series. He's had a record of 2-1 and 4 loss in World Series play. Two strikes, no balls. Now the windup, and here's the pitch. He struck him out swinging. Brock goes down swinging. That's one away. Here's Dick Groat. With runners at first and second and one out of the sixth, he trickled one near second base. Now, it looked like, especially with a fellow like Groat running, who's not very fast, it looked like the ground ball might end the inning. But everybody wound up safe, and Boyer followed with a home run. That's the ball game, 4-3. Here's a pitch to Groat. Fastball inside, jammed him with it, almost hit him. One ball, no strikes, one out, nobody on. Top half of the eighth inning, 4-3, St. Louis. Right sunshine. Here's the pitch. Curveball into the dirt, a slow curve. Two balls, no strike. It's cool, especially here in our broadcasting booth, where there's no sunshine at all. And perhaps you can hear our teeth chattering every now and then. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch is on the way. A good fastball at the knees for a strike call. Two balls and a strike. One out, nobody on. The top of the eighth inning with the Cardinals leading by a run. Ralph Terry delivers. Here it is. A ground ball to right, a base hit. Dick Groat pokes a single in the right field. That'll bring up Kenny Boyer. Listen to the hands of Boyer as he cuts the play. I tell you, it doesn't take long to go from hero to bum, or from bum to hero. With all the emphasis placed on World Series play. Boyer had batted in only one run, and that with a short sacrifice fly prior to his last time at bat. Now he's tied for the series lead and runs batted in with five. Here's the pitch. A ground ball, looks like a double play. Linz has got it over to Richardson. One over to first. Two, a double play. Boyer rolled into a double play. Linz, Richardson, and Pepitone. And that's all for the Cardinals in the top of the eighth. One hit, no runs, no errors, and nobody left. At the middle of the eighth inning, the score, Cardinals 4, Yankees 3.
When you have a car like Dodge that's been setting sales records left and right for the last 2 years, what do you do for an encore? Just this. Design, build, and introduce a brand new car called Dodge Coronet. When you see Coronet, drive Coronet, you just know this one's coming on big for 65. Big in size, big in value, big in performance. New Dodge Coronet. A hot new Dodge at a new lower price. Hot is right and easy to handle. Price is low and easy to take. Lines are clean and easy to look at. New Dodge Coronet. Give it a look. Give it a try. Coronet will give you all it's got, and that's plenty. Drive new Dodge Coronet, coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
This is Harry Carey with Kurt Gowdy at Yankee Stadium. We're going to the bottom of the eighth. Yankees trailing by a run, and here's Bobby Richardson. He's had one out of three, a double that drove in a run in the first inning. This could be the key inning of the ballgame for Ron Taylor because Richardson, Maris, and Mantle come up this inning. Here's the windup now, the pitch to Richardson. It's a strike, a good fastball at the knee. One strike and no ball. Nobody on and nobody out. Bottom half of the eighth inning. 4-3, St. Louis. Ron Taylor gets that. The wind now, the pitch to Bobby Richardson. A bouncing ball to Groat. In fast, big hop. The throw, in time, one away. Bobby Richardson bounces out to Dick Groat. And here's Roger Maris. He singled in the first. Tap back to Craig in the third, flat out deep to left in the fifth.
Left-handed batter up there. He's 4 out of 17 for the series. Brown Taylor gets that. Now the windup, and here's the pitch. High, top foul, no play into the stands. Roger Maris, a home run threat every time he swings. You think of this fellow only for his power, but he's a real good all-around ball player, a complete ball player. He runs, hits, and throws. One strike and no ball. Now the sign given. There's the windup, and here's the pitch. Fastball barely missed outside.
Kurt, Harry, so effective have Craig and Taylor been that 12 Yankees in a row have gone down. And since Sadecki was taken out in the first inning, the Yankees have had just 2 singles off Craig and Taylor. Great relief pitching by the Cardinals.
It certainly has been up until now. Here's the pitch on the way to Maris. A bouncing ball back up the middle. Here's a great snap. The throw. He's out. What a play. Dick Rose went behind second base for a glove-hand pickup. Follow with a perfect throw to retire Maris, and he's getting a standing ovation. He has the knack of being where you're supposed to be. And he certainly was that time. Now here's Mickey Mantle. 2 out and nobody on. And a rustle of expectancy goes through this big crowd of 66,312. Mantle batting left-handed, the pitch. Strike at the knee, a fastball. Mantle, whose home run won it yesterday. Yankee fans are wondering, can he hit one to tie it today? One strike and no ball. 2 out and nobody on base. Here's the pitch on the way to Mantle. It's a fastball outside. Ron Taylor in his second inning of relief. Cardinals out in front 4-3. Bottom of the eighth. This has become some ball game. You can almost feel the tension. One ball, one strike. The wind now, the pitch, and here it is. A bouncing ball fouled on the first baseline. So he's ahead of Mantle, 2 strikes and a ball. Looking ahead to the Cardinal ninth, they'll have White, Gannon, and McCarver coming up. The biggest Yankee guns are up there this inning, with Richardson having bounced out, Maris having had a hit taken away on a remarkable play by Groth. And now Mantle up there. 2 strikes, 1 ball, 2 out. Ron Taylor gets set. Takes a lot of time. Leaning forward. Now he winds. Here's the pitch. Slight foul, no play into the stands. 2 strikes and a ball. Taylor's been trying to keep that ball away from Mantle to make sure he doesn't pull the ball. Mickey Mantle has hit more home runs in World Series competition now than anybody. He surpassed Babe Ruth with his game-winning clout yesterday. Mantle blows into his hands. Now steps into the batter's box. Ron Taylor gets ready. Taking a lot of time between pitches, just adding to the suspense of the situation. Here's the pitch on the way. Low, and the count evens up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rock and straightaway left. Flood playing over in right center. There's an acre of ground towards left center. Shannon deep and right. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the left-handed hitter. Here's the windup now, and here's the pitch. Curveball. He didn't swing. He held up in time. A curveball into the dirt, and Mantle almost chased it. He held up just in time. Boy, this fellow deserves so much credit. To be as great a star as he is under these severe physical handicaps that he's had takes some doing.
Here's a 3-2 pitch. Tapped it foul. And the count stays the same.
Harry, I don't think anyone's ever heard him complain or alibi or grumble about all the injuries he's had. He just goes out and does the best he can, and that's it.
A real professional, Kurt. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Mickey Mantle. Helston Howard will be up next. Ron Taylor taking a lot of time. Mantle swings that batter on. Now he's set. Here's the windup. 3-2 pitch. Half swing, and he fouled it out of play. Joe Trimble comes up with that one. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The outfield is deep as it can be. Mickey Mantle, the hitter. His team 1 run behind here in the bottom of the 8th, 4-3. St. Louis. Mantle waiting. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The wind. Here's the pitch. He walked to ball 4. Well, here's Austin Howard now. He bounced out to Bill White against Ron Taylor in the 6th. The Yankees have just had the first base runner now since the 4th inning when Fleet Boyer singled. The tying run at first, the lead run at the plate, 2 away. Helston Howard digging in. Ron Taylor gets set. There's the pitch. There's a high up fly down the right field corner. Shannon coming over. He jumps. It's his foul territory. Can't reach him. Boy, that'll give you an idea how short the distance is down that right field line. Now, that was just a high pop foul. If it was a couple more feet over, it would have been a home run. Shannon went to the corner and tried to leap into the crowd, but couldn't reach the ball. 296 feet down that line with a low wall, easy to clear. They're moving Flood over. He's been playing in right center. They're moving him more directly center field.
Game works, FM St. Louis.
Big ballpark here, one in between. It's almost sure to score the runner from first base. 1 strike to nothing. There's the stretch. And the pitch by Taylor. He swung and he missed a high fastball. He's ahead of him now, 2 strikes to nothing. They've closed up the gap in left center a little more by pushing Brock more towards center field and bringing Flood over more towards direct center. They still shade Howard to hit the right field. 2 strikes, no ball. The stretch. And now the pitch on the way. He struck him out. The inning is over. Howard missed the curveball. So the score at the end of the 8th inning remains St. Louis 4, New York 3.
There's always been a great custom at Dodge. And it continues into 1965. Dodge Custom 880. A car with a great past, a great future. New Dodge Custom 880, coming on big for 65. Put it this way, you could pay more for a car of this kind, with this kind of luxury and elegance, but you don't have to. This is driving at its finest. Dodge at its quiet best, with quiet luxury, quiet power, quiet authority. New Dodge Custom 880 looks young. Acts young, is young, with all new lines designed for 1965. If this sounds like your car, take a look. Take a drive. You'll find it is your car. New Dodge Custom 880, coming out big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Today, from years of experience and improvements, DFC makes it faster than ever to borrow the money you need. One fast, easy phone call to friendly Bob Adams is really all it takes to arrange your loan from GFC. Maine 14242. The folks at GFC handle all the details. Your money is ready to pick it up in almost no time at all. Why not put an end to any nagging money worries you might have? For $25 on up to $2,000, call GFC at Maine 14242. KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
This is Harry Carey with Kurt Gowdy at Yankee Stadium as we go into the top of the ninth inning with the Cardinals leading 4-3. Bill White will lead it off. He's hitless today. Ralph Terry on the mound in his second inning of relief. Both teams have had perfect relief pitching so far in this one. There's the pitch to Bill White, and it's a slow curve in there for a strike ball. White, 1 out of 14 now for the series. Kenny Boyer was 1 out of 13 when he hit the grand slam. There's a slow curve into the dirt, and the count is evened up with a ball and a strike. 4-3, St. Louis. We're in the top of the ninth. Ralph Terry, the third Yankee pitcher. The Cardinals have used three. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. He swung and he missed. He made him look bad on that as he was off time. Two strikes and a ball. Bill White up there. White, who finished up so strongly for the Cardinals, one of the reasons they were able to win the pennant on the final day, but held in tow by the Yankee pitching staff in this World Series. Two strikes and a ball to pitch. He struck him out swinging. Bill White goes down swinging. That's a second strikeout for Ralph Terry. Looking ahead to the Yankee ninth, it'll be Trish, Pepitone, and Boyer. Here's Mike Shannon. He's hitless in this game. Nothing out of three. Right-hand hitter up there. The pitch. Slow curve is outside. There have been 17 strikeouts in this ballgame. The Yankees have fanned 7. And the Cardinal pitchers 10. Including 8 by Roger Craig. There's the pitch on the way. Shannon held up on a slow, low curve ball. 2 balls, no strikes. 1 out and nobody on. We're in the ninth. One big break for the Cardinals, and they cashed it in. As Richardson's air filled the bases, and then Kenny Boyer hit a grand slammer. That's it, as of now. Mike Shannon, 2 balls, no strikes. Ralph Terry getting set. Tim McCarver will be next. The windup, here's the pitch. Swung on and top foul out of play into the stands. Souvenirsville. 2 balls and a strike. 1 out. Crowd quiet at the moment. Yankees won at the bottom of the ninth yesterday on Mickey Mantle's homer. Mantle cannot come up in the ninth inning today. 2 balls and a strike. Now the pitch. He had a cut, but he missed. They've been getting Shannon today with high fastballs, letter high. He's getting his cuts, but missing. He fanned in the second and again in the fourth against Downing. Right out in the sixth. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Ralph Terry getting ready. Here's the pitch. Fouled it back. Come on, Kurt, nice play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 man out, nobody on base. Top of the ninth, 4-3 St. Louis. Mike Shannon waiting. 25-year-old outfielder of the Redbirds. Cardinal outfield, Shannon 25, Brox 25, and Fletch only 26. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch is on the way. There's a high fly ball to center that'll be caught. Roger Maris drifting over, and he makes the play. Shannon flat out to Maris. So that's 2 out, and here's McCarver. McCarver flat out to center in the third, bounced out of the fifth, walked in the seventh. Left-handed hitter. During the regular season, McCarver hit 9 homers and drove in 52 runs. Batted 288. This boy's just coming along. He hasn't reached his peak yet. Here's a pitch, and it's a strike. Good fastball over the outside corner, moving away from the left-handed hitter. Ralph Terry changing speeds well out there. 1 strike, no ball. 2 out, nobody on base. We're in the top of the ninth. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a line shot in the left center. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. So McCarver's on with a single to center. That's his fifth hit of the series. And that'll bring up Dal Maxwell to second base. Two out and a runner at first. McCarver just leveled off on that pitch. Maxwell hitless today, nothing out of two, walk once. There's the stretch. Now the pitch. He takes a fastball at the knee. One strike to no ball. Maxwell's lightly built, but he can sting that ball every now and then. Known primarily for his defensive ability. One strike and no ball. Now the toss over to first, the runner's back. Top of the ninth. Ralph Terry getting set. There's the pitch. He missed a slow curve and missed it badly. Really had him fooled. Maxwell in the hole, two strikes and nothing. McCarver edging off the bag. Ralph Terry gets set. And now the pitch out of the way. Swung late and foul back. Two strikes, no balls, two outs. Kenny Boyer became the ninth player in World Series history to hit a grand slammer. With one swing of his bat, he changed the score from 3-0 Yankees to 4-3 St. Louis, which is what it is right now. Two strikes, no balls on Maxwell. Runner at first base, two away. Ralph Terry gets set. And now the pitch. He struck him out, swinging. One hit, no runs, no errors, one left. So at the middle of the ninth inning, the score, St. Louis 4, New York 3.
This is Joe Garagiola. Say, you ever notice how in some sports a youngster will make the headlines for a while and then poof? Sometimes when work comes in the door, interest goes right out the window. In business, too. Like the flash in the pan who's great on selling but short on service. You know, that's why it pays to do business with a Dodge dealer. Here's a guy who knows it takes work to keep a customer happy, so he works. From the time you pick up the keys to your new car until the time you trade it in for another, your Dodge dealer cares. He calls it customer care, service to treat you like a guest. And he treats your car as well as he treats you. Mopar Chrysler parts, smart mechanics, a real car health plan. See your Dodge dealer, a man who keeps on caring. And right now, your Dodge dealer offers a free World Series spin-a-fact wheel. 60 years of World Series facts and figures, batting averages, pitching records, plus highlights of every series from 1903 to 1963. Be an instant baseball expert. Just ask your Dodge dealer for it.
Well, here it is, the bottom half of the ninth inning. Tommy Tresh will lead it off. Two dangerous left-handed batters. Fresh and Pepitone will be facing Ron Taylor. It's the left-handed batter who gives Taylor trouble. Tommy Tresh fanned three times in a row today, which is very unusual for him. Ron Taylor gets set. Into the wind of the goes, the first pitch. High top foul back and out of play. One strike and no ball. Frank Cross started coaching at third base. This is his 23rd World Series as coach and player. Boy, some great stars have gone through wonderful careers without having the opportunity to play in even one series. Cross said he's been in 23 of them. Tommy Tresh waiting. The outfield plays him deep straight away. The pitch. He bunts. To the mound. Taylor's got it. Flips the white. One out. Tommy Tresh tried to drag one past Taylor, but Taylor came off the mound quickly. Fielded the ball with his glove and flipped underhanded to Bill White. One out. Here's Joe Pepitone. He's nothing out of two in this ballgame. Walked in the fourth. Left-hand batter with home run power. One out and nobody on. 4-3, the Cardinals lead in the bottom of the ninth. Each team has had six hits. Each team has aired once. Here's the pitch. Pepitone takes it outside. One ball, no strike. Pepitone waves that bat around. And here's Taylor's pitch on the way. It's wide at the belt. Ball two. Two balls and no strike. Brock is playing not too deep and left. Blood shades him towards right and very deep. Two balls, no strikes, the left-handed batter up there. Cletus Boyer would be next. There's the pitch on the way. He swings and misses. A high fastball that time. Two balls and a strike. One out, nobody on base. Last of the ninth, with the Cardinals leading the Yankees 4-3. Ron Taylor gets ready. Here's the pitch on the way. A bouncing ball to White. He's got it. Races to the bag. Two away. There's two gone here on the bottom of the ninth inning. Ron Taylor, the third Cardinal pitcher. Working his fourth inning in relief. Came in the sixth inning. He's allowed one base runner so far, a walk to Mantle. Here's Cletus Boyer, one out of three today. Here's a pitch by Taylor. Swung and he missed, strike one. You know, it'd be something at that if this game ends this way, that the man who's got the reputation of being the biggest loser of baseball, Roger Craig, could turn out to be the biggest winner. Because this would be his ball game. One strike and no ball. Now the sign. Here's the pitch to Boyer. Slow rolling ball. Bill White's got it. The Cardinals win 4-3. And so Ron Taylor pitched four innings in relief, allowing only one man to reach base, that on a walk. Four hitless relief innings. And in fact, 8 2/3 innings by the Cardinal relief pitchers, Craig and Taylor, during which the Yankees made only two isolated singles. 4-3. And so Ron Taylor pitched four innings in relief, allowing only one man to reach base, that on a walk. Four hitless relief innings. And in fact, 8 2/3 innings by the Cardinal relief pitchers, Craig and Taylor, during which the Yankees made only two isolated singles. A tremendous job from the bullpen by the Cardinals, and thus, the Yankees, who got away to a 3-0 lead, a game that would have given them a 3-1 lead in the World Series, now, as a result of one swing of Kenny Boyer's bat, find the Cardinals having evened up the World Series at two games apiece, and this ensures, Kurt, the St. Louis segment of the World Series, so far as a sixth game at least, being needed.
That's right, Harry. There was one key play in this ball game today. The Cardinals in the sixth inning shut out going into the sixth. With one out, runners on first and second, Grote hit a ground ball to the usually sure-fisted Bobby Richardson. As he went to scoop it over to Phil Lynn's at second, he had trouble getting it out of the glove. And when he finally flipped it to Lynn's, Lynn's couldn't make connection. And all hands were safe. An error was charged to Richardson. The Cardinals then had the bases loaded. And up stepped Ken Boyer, who'd had only one hit in 13 times up in this series. And he crashed a home run, a grand slam homer to left field. He was the ninth batter in the history of the World Series to hit a grand slammer. And those were the four runs of the ball game for the Cardinals. The Cardinals won it in the bullpen today, though. It looked bad for the Cardinals, trailing 2-1 when the Yankees came out in the first inning and scored 3 runs, had 5 consecutive hits. 4 of those hits were off Sadecki. He was lifted. Roger Craig came in. Craig gave up a single to Howard, who had knocked in the third Yankee run. And after that, Craig did not allow another run. And he allowed only 2 hits in 4 2/3 innings. Then Ron Taylor pitched the last 4 innings, and he did not allow any runs. So the Cardinals had superb bullpen pitching. The final line score, the St. Louis Cardinals, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They had 4 left. The Yankees had 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They had five left. And incidentally, today we had a World Series record tied as Carl Warwick got his 3rd pinch hit of the series. The last man to have 3 pinch hits in the World Series was Bobby Brown with the Yankees in 48. Warwick now has 3 pinch hits. He'll have an excellent chance to break the World Series pinch hitting record as we, of course, are going to at least 6 games now in this series. So the Cardinals now are in the clubhouse. They've evened the series to 2 games all. They have sent, for sure, the series back to St. Louis. And tomorrow, Whitey Ford, the veteran left-hander, who every time he goes to the mound breaks his own World Series records, will be pitching for the Yankees, and fireballing Bob Gibson will be pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals. And we'll be on at the same time, of course, tomorrow. Our producer today was Ken McGregor. The engineer was George Robinson. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Commissioner of Baseball is prohibited. And now this is Kurt Gowdy on behalf of Harry Carey saying, tune in tomorrow, 12:45 Eastern Daylight Time, for the 5th game of the exciting 1964 World Series. They're all even up now, 2 games apiece. The Cardinals won today, 4-3. And your host, as today, tomorrow again, will be Gillette, the people who know men best, and Chrysler Corporation, maker of Plymouth, Dodge, Dodge Trucks, Chrysler, and Imperial.
This is NBC. This is KMOX, KMOX-FM, your World Series station in St. Louis.